Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook on behalf of the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour with our partnership with Audible that includes over 180,000 titles to choose from. Sashay over to audibletrial.com/squirrelfriend to get your free audiobook today. Once again, that's audibletrial.com/squirrelfriend. And welcome to another episode of the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour, a weekly podcast where we recap the best show on television, RuPaul's Drag Race. My name is Nika Chanov, and joining me, as always, is my co-host and favorite squirrel friend, Amanda Kaczynski.
Hello!
Hello, Amanda. Happy Friday. Friday.
Me too. We said last week that we haven't talked to each other in forever, and this week we can't get enough of each other.
I know, yeah. There are three episodes in 1 week, squirrel friends.
Yeah.
This is, yet again, just kind of a continuation on some stuff that we've been meaning to get around to. So we have three new Meet the Squirrel Friends to read today. Before we get into that, I want to mention, too, because I should have her on my birthday list, but I forgot. But I want to wish a very special belated birthday to Michelle Visage.
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to Lady Watch, and they said that
Me
she
too.
Just turned 50.
It feels like home.
I was like, oh, thank you, God.
I know. It was so nice. Lady Watch came back for just like a memorial episode. I didn't finish it yet. I'm excited. I'm just getting to... we just finished Barbara Harris and whoever the next one is. I can't remember the lady who passed away. But, listen to Lady Watch, everyone.
Happy birthday. I was also just listening to Colin and Johnny doing The Craft on their Matreon episode.
Ooh, that sounds like a good one.
Have you seen that movie? Probably not.
I have. It scares me a little bit.
It
I remember
is
when it came out.
Me and all my girlfriends always, like, wanted to, like, be those girls, but, like, none of us are cool enough.
I know, yeah. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
It creeps me out. But I do, it's like a bits and pieces movie. I've seen some of it, but I don't really have any strong urge. But I know people really love it, so there's that. All right, so shall we get into this?
Yes.
Let's do it. So we have three new squirrel friends, or pretty much squirrel friends that have been with us for a while now. We have Zach Day, Gigi Griffith, Gigi Griffiths with an S?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Maybe.
And Tin Can Dan. Yeah, for some reason I wrote Griffith, which is one H.
It's Griffith. It's Griffith.
Okay,
I just looked at her.
Griffith.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gigi. And we are going to start with Zach Day. So let's get into it. First question, as always, is where are you from? He is from Richmond, Kentucky. Okay, when did you start watching Drag Race? What was the first season? He says, I remember in high school catching some of season 4 and falling in love with Cher and Needles. Now I've binged every season multiple times, of course. When did you start listening to Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour? He said, during season 9, I couldn't get enough drag and there aren't enough people around here to kick you with. Walter, is this a squeaky toy? Like trying to concentrate.
I'm trying desperately to get it away from him. Hold on. God, you motherfucker. Come here.
I wish everyone could see the chase that's going on right now.
Penis.
It's good.
All right. There.
Oh, that was good.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Stressful. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Top five favorite queens for Zach is Alyssa Edwards, Jinx, Katya, Alaska, and Ornacia.
Aw,
which
it's
is
cute.
Good. I like that. Top five favorite lip syncs. So emotional. He writes, oh my God, that lip sync gives me the chills every time. Same here. I love it so much. Shut Up and Drive. Of course, classic Tatiana and Alyssa. Cold Hearted Snake. MacArthur Park. And Whip My Hair.
I just read all that tea about Alyssa, finally. Like, I looked at the It Bears Repeating post, and I looked at all these, like, the YouTube video and stuff, and it really sucks. I want to listen to
it's
the
messy.
Episode of that podcast where Willem actually, like, says all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't want to dislike Alyssa.
I know. It's tough. We talked about it on the main episode last week, too, about Alyssa and Willem. And that's, she's not the only queen to call her out on being a diva. That's Willem calling Alyssa out, as who we're talking about.
I think
about.
if I met Alyssa
and not being professional.
Yeah, as long as Alyssa was nice to me, if I met her, like, I'd be fine. But if she was like a total bitch to me, I would be just crushed.
Yeah, it sucks.
That would be
right?
the most soul crushing if Alyssa of all people was like really like cunty.
Yeah,
in person.
All right, moving on with some more questions. Which queen or queens do you feel were sent home too soon on their season? Who would you throw a lifeline? He says, there are a few queens I'd like to see return. Off the top of my head, Delta Work, but now she's working for Mother Rue. Or Mother, he just wrote Mother. So, mm-hmm. And then Jessica Wilde, Laganja, Darian, Layla McQueen, yes. The Princess, we've talked about that in the past.
What was this
Jade
question?
Jolie. This was who would you like to who was sent home too soon? But it's turning into kind of like your fantasy all stars list almost. The way he answered
it. I was like, oh, I thought he was just listing people that he really wanted to meet in real life or something. Like
No. I guess people. This is people who went home too soon. And he also said Jade Jolie. He said in parentheses, she is a house queen or a playmate at a gay bar near me called Play, which is in Louisville, Kentucky, I think. I could be wrong. I should probably fact check that, but that's okay. And she's really had a glow up since her season. Was also very sweet every time we see her. She does look great.
I'm glad that he said Darian, too, because even watching this episode we're about to talk about, they're really trying to push that Darian's a bitch storyline, and I'm not buying it, Gia.
Yeah, not buying it. I didn't watch it yet. I need to.
Okay. It's the way they're pushing it, like, Darian will say something that's genuinely funny and just, like, shady funny in the workroom, and then they have all these talking heads of the queens being like, I can't believe she even said that. Can you believe she said that to me?
Told me. What are your favorite seasons of Drag Race? Oh, no, I skipped a question. Which RuPaul song would you want to lip sync to the most? And he wrote, Call Me Mother! Exclamation point. He said, y'all ain't ready for my Call Me Mother lip sync. Make a video. I love it. What are your favorite seasons of Drag Race? 3, 4, and 5. Some solid choices there. So this is kind of a dated question, but let's talk about it. Who will you be rooting for in All Stars 3? He says, I went into it as a huge Thorgy fan. I love that bish. She's so underrated. I also love Ben. I met her once a long time ago, and she was friendly and wonderful.
Yeah.
We talked about Disney because she did a lip sync to Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, where she pulled dildos and sex toys from a treasure chest.
Aw, cute.
Much simulating masturbation on stage. It was brilliant and unexpected. She's my winner pick. That's a good thing.
Well, she technically did win.
Knowing what we know, yeah. What is your favorite RuPaul's Drag Race catchphrase? It's my baby chinchilla on my right.
Oh, that's a good one. That's such a good one. It says so much.
He has a couple more too. And it's the Alyssa Claw. He wasn't the one embarrassed in front of the whole community. I was. Yeah, it's so good. Alyssa.
God, I forgot about that. That was a really good episode. That was a really good episode. Great. I think it was Snatch Game.
Yeah. The Claw.
So good.
Two more, actually, and they're both really great. I looked across at Miss O'Hara and realized she was ugly, and I'm at peace with that. Latrice Royale.
Well, that was like the one saving grace of that horribly awkward challenge. Hi, Stinky.
And then, last but not least, the Sharon Needles quote, beautiful, spooky, and stupid.
I was trying to remember that the other day.
Yeah, Keon and I were talking about that quote. We couldn't remember the middle word, but it's spooky.
Yeah.
So thank you for reminding us, Zach. For the sake of argument, of course, are you Team Glamazonian Airways or Team Bitch Perfect? And he says, sorry, Amanda, but Bitch Perfect is far superior.
No,
I love
no,
you. He said, not, I love you, though, not, after it.
Okay,
so
I love you, too.
You're like. So thank you, Zach. Let's move on to Gigi Griffiths.
All right. So Gigi Griffith is someone who is also a very avid listener of my Teen Mom podcast.
Yeah.
And she's just one of my, I kiki with her a lot throughout the week as well. So I feel like I know her quite well, but this gives me a little more insight. So, okay, first one is, where are you from? She said, I was originally born in Tucson, Arizona, which is, yes, that is right. Gigi, I went to ASU, which is a rival school, but I was so stoned throughout college, like as if I gave a shit about this fucking
sports. Yeah, sports are the worst.
And then she said, now she lives in a small town, 25 minutes outside of Flint. She said, don't worry, my water's fine. It just tastes like chlorine. God, that sucks.
Jesus.
I can't believe that that's really a thing.
I know. And it's still ongoing.
It's still happening.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nuts. Okay, anyway. Okay, so when did you start watching Drag Race? What was the first season you watched? She said, I started around season 3. However, I went back and started with season 1. I think I watched it with my mom. I know season 4 happened after my mom died. Oh, I'm sorry. And was the first one I could actually watch on TV because I got free DirecTV with my first shitty apartment. So apparently my landlord was stealing it by pretending that each apartment was a separate room. So we each got a free cable box. Oh, yeah, that's how our landlord does it, too.
Ah,
yeah, it's very illegal. It's nice. Okay, when did you first start listening to our podcast? And she said, this is interesting. She said, I first started after hearing a shout out on Hate It, But I Love It earlier late last year. Oh, so you never shout out.
I know.
Let me say something. I have to say something. In the teen mom world, there's a couple podcasts that are so... they will not be like sisters with anyone. It is like a life or death competition. And I think it's so silly. Like,
yeah,
where
support
would
each
we
other.
Be if we were not sister podcasts with All Right Mary and It Bears Repeating? I'd feel so lonely.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. We would just be sailing on a raft of, I don't know. Complete that sentence.
I don't want to know the end of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Of mediocrity.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And romper room fuckery. There it is.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's cool. I Hate It But Love It. God, they're putting out some good stuff lately too.
They're great.
I Love It.
Yeah,
God,
yeah, yeah.
What did they just do? Oh, they just did with Kevin American Beauty.
Yes, Kiana and I were listening to it yesterday.
And
it's
I was
good.
Like, ooh, that would be really awkward to watch nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
How was
it
that
is.
Movie so
Especially
popular?
Especially knowing everything we know about Kevin Spacey now. Ugh, it's gross.
I mean, how was that movie so successful? It's literally about, like, having, like, vision, like, wanting to go after, like, a underage child.
Yeah, being a predator on teenage girls. And the one thing that, like, they mentioned, too, which makes so much sense, like, oh, since she's a virgin now, it makes her, like, how did they word it? Like, less of a... Not less of a person. Shit, I can't remember how they said it, but it's not like as big of a, like all of a sudden she's a human, you know, she's not like an object because it was like she was a virgin and then like he puts a blanket on her and gives her a sandwich I'm like, Jesus.
And just how much they like make Anne, and what's fucking Anne who? The one who plays his wife.
Oh my God, why?
I'm like thinking Bancroft.
It's not Anne. Yeah,
it's
you
not
like
Anne.
Messed me up. No, it's
Kim
my gosh.
Something?
Nope. Every name you mention is like throwing me off even more. This is crazy. Colin is probably screaming into the
sure
phone.
I'm pretty sure it's Anne something.
American Beauty. I'm going to look up because I love her in that.
Anyway, they...
Oh, no. I was...
They talk about how like they make her character so...
Annette Bening. Oh, my
right.
gosh.
I was right.
You were... Yeah, you were good. You were close. I can't believe I forgot that. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Me too.
Jesus. I'm off my game today.
But they said they make her character so... And it's like, oh, how dare this woman want to continue on with the life they both agreed they were going to lead in the suburbs. And poor you. You have this great house that you own. And yeah, I'll probably... I hate that movie now. They made me just hate it.
Tough.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this thing. Okay. And she said, and then, okay, so she heard about it on Hate It But Love It, and never looked back. Honestly, it feels like for all my life, which is as it should be. Okay, so top 5 favorite queens. She said, how dare you do this to me? Would I ask Amanda to choose between your cats and Walter? me and Rod, you have this conversation all the time, and guess what the order is, Nick?
Ooh, of like all 4 of your cats? Pets?
Yeah, all 4 pets.
Okay. I'd say... Dead last is George Cassandra.
Honestly, fine. He just disappeared.
Just starting with that. I'll go back to number 1. It's Walter and Latrice. Really?
No,
Latrice, Walter?
No.
What? There's Polly's another... number 1?
Yeah, of course he is. He's my little baby.
Oh, I love that.
I've had him the longest.
Okay, so Polly's number one.
Yeah.
Then Walter, then Latrice, then George?
No. Polly and Latrice. Walter came in at the end, except for George, but George sucks.
Okay, I wasn't taking time into consideration. Yeah, I know, George is the worst.
He's not, but I love him so much. He's just not like, if I died so on the skittish. Floor right now, he would not give a shit. He would immediately eat my face, even if he was full. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, her favorite queens. Number one, Bianca. And she's going to be spending her weekend. She's going to a wedding and she's watching Hurricane Bianca.
Oh, nice.
In her hotel room. Okay. Latrice Royale is, and she said of all Amanda's pets, I love Latrice's love of Radu. Okay.
Love it.
Number three is Jujubee. Number four is Jocelyn Fox. It's a good pick.
Wow.
She said to me the other day, she's like, thank you guys for re-showing me my love.
Reigniting my love. Yeah.
Number five, Alyssa Edwards. I'm counting down the days until she's back again. And also Bob the Drag Queen, Monet, and Chi-Chi. So she, so she gave more than five, but that's fine. Okay, honorable mentions. Oh, and her honorable, this is so good. Her honorable mention is Miss Coco Peru. How has she not been a guest judge?
That is
weird. Coco really doesn't even.
Ugh, these legends that were just like, people need to know.
Have you watched the Coco Peru where she goes to Hollywood and she goes into RuPaul's store?
No.
It's so good. She's just walking around being like, oh, look, this is Detox's section. I know her. I have her phone number right now. I could call her if I wanted, but I'm not going to. And she just does that in every. Oh, Jinx. I know Jinx. I did a show with her. I have her phone number. It's great.
I love that.
It is weird that she hasn't been on that show.
Yeah,
like not as a contestant, but
yeah,
as someone,
as a consultant,
as a mother,
even on like Drag U or something. Maybe she was. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, we got Lady Bunny out of that though.
Okay.
That's true. So top five favorite lip syncs. Her number one is Monet versus Dusty Ray Bottoms. Pound the Alarm. Interesting.
Okay.
I guess that was good. I don't really remember much.
Yeah,
about
it's not my favorite, but it's.
I like
it's
the
just
break.
It's so
the
new.
Word breaks it down.
Yes.
Number two, Jujubee versus Sahara Davenport, Black Magic. That's a good one.
Okay. I sort of remember
that's
that, my
God.
That's
the one where she was all drunk and it was the rocker chicks and Juju was
Black
all...
Black Velvet?
Black... Oh, yeah, Black
she wrote
Velvet.
Black
she
Magic.
Wrote Black Magic.
It's okay, Juju. I think you meant Black Velvet. It's okay.
You do
we
remember
it.
Black Velvet, though, yes?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah, that's why I was confused. Anyway.
She said, I'm bisexual and my God, Juju be in this. I'm very into it, which is something new to me. Okay, so Bob versus Derek... Barry, Mighty Real. Don't remember that at all.
These are such interesting choices. I do. It's the only time that Bob lip synced that season. Yeah.
And also, I must say that we lost, or maybe she didn't send it, but we're not sure what happened. But somewhere her answers got lost. So she had to do this yesterday, like really quickly before she like got on a plane or something. And she really took her time to do this. So thank you for updating that. Peppermint versus Cynthia Music. That was a good one.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. That was the first time we really like saw Peppermint as a lip sync assassin. Yeah, that was good.
Coco versus pink dress. Coco versus Alyssa, cold hearted. Alyssa versus Tatiana, shut up and drive. Chi-Chi versus Thorgy, and I'm telling you. And the last two is Drag Up Your Life, specifically BB's section.
Oh,
and,
well, yes.
Yeah, and Sable, Reju Sable. Wrote you with
yes.
the exception.
You also forgot, this is like number four, Latrice versus Kenya, Natural Woman.
Oh, sorry.
It was like right between. That's okay. I'm just reading along.
All right, so number six. Did you hear Lady Wash talking about Aretha Franklin's funeral today?
Or
her thing?
Have you seen the clips?
Of the funeral, yes, but they talked about like how she did this performance of Nessun Dorma because Pavarotti couldn't do it, and I watched that and I was crying at
complicated,
work.
Okay, I have complicated.
Why? Because
like,
she's belting
feelings. It. Yeah,
but
I
she's
know.
Feeling
I'm an opera nerd.
It.
No, I will not. Yeah,
that's
I certainly
all
will
I
not
care
take
about,
that away
as
from
long
her.
As she's not,
and knowing the backstory behind it, Pavarotti. I did not know that Pavarotti was supposed to perform at the Grammys. He called in sick. Aretha's like, let me look at the orchestrations, and then she's like, yeah, I can do that. So that alone is amazing.
And she was 73 years old in that clip as well. So
wow.
I think she's fine. And the ending, she was feeling it so hard. Like, you cannot take that away from her. Okay. Nick's like, I could sing it better.
It's fine. I like that. No. I cannot sing that song. I wish I could. It's so high. Anyways.
Okay, so where were we? Okay, so which queens do you feel went home too early? She said Monet Exchange, She really liked Cameron. Pandora Box deserved better. And she said, I still wish Adora had been able to stay for All Stars 2 because she's fucking rad.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And then she said, it's not really a lifeline, but I'm still so disgusted with the way Chad Bono behaved. If I could kick off a guest judge, it would be him. Yeah, Chad. I've always felt gross about how he kept coming on to Courtney. Your last episode brought it all back. Okay. So which RuPaul song would you want to lip sync to the most? She said Covergirl, probably, because she always sings it to her cats, and changing song lyrics to Cover Cats, Put the Bass in Your Walk, Head to Tail, Let Your Whole Body Talk. Yes. Okay. So what are your favorite seasons of Drag Race? Season 5, 6, 8, All Stars 2, and the really early seasons because they feel more genuine. I feel like season 4 mostly for Latrice. And as I've gotten older, I found Sharon more annoying and Phoebe is like nails on a chalkboard. I'd say 7, but I'm still not okay with Violet's win. Me and Nick are right on board with you for that.
Yeah. It's coming
up. Can't wait to get into it. Are you Team Glamazonian Airways or Team Bitch Perfect? Sorry, Nick. Team Glamazonian Airways all the way, baby. If it was just the shady bitches, Bitch Perfect would be good. The wigs on the other team hurt me. So that's true. What is your favorite Drag Race catchphrase? So I'm really fond of party right now because of the season 6 recaps. Also, won't won't and keep it foxy. I love the fight between Coco and Alyssa. I laid in bed next to my husband, and I'm not joking, bitch. And girl, look how motherfucking orange you look, girl. Has served me well through my indoctrination into the Teen Mom fandom. Cough, chills. That's a Okay, so back rolls is from Alyssa versus Jade, but still priceless. Honestly, Alyssa Edwards is a gift to humanity. She also loves the she's large and in charge, chunky yet funky. Get up funking and get up look sickening and make them eat it.
Absolutely.
So thank you, Gigi. Awesome. That was thank very you, Gigi, you for think all you were taking support. All the time to redo that. And you got to update it since the last time you sent it in.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. So on to Tin Can Dan. He kind of gave this little intro. It's almost like his if he was a queen on Drag Race, this is what his talking head would say. He's like, I just want to start off by saying I'm a huge fan of the podcast and really enjoy listening to you guys every week. You guys have really helped me get through some stressful times at college and just overall have been a beacon of joy, especially when Amanda sings and gives us the most amazing recaps of the most iconic moments in every season. Aww. Thank you for that, and keep up the great work. Oh, this is the intro. Never mind that I was talking about. That was just like a nice little note. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. This is the intro. Okay. It's like, my name is Dan. I'm 19 years old, and I'm going to school to become an anesthesiologist. Ooh. And really love who I am, and love drag and supporting awesome LGBT plus content.
Dan, when I get a whatever ultimate trillions of surgeries that I'll diagnose myself that I have to get, I want you to be my anesthesiologist, because I know that you know how important it is to keep me alive.
Yeah, bring in the big guns. I love it. Okay, so Dan is originally from San Diego, California, and he has moved around quite a bit, but so California will always be my home, he says. He started watching Drag Race right after season 7 aired, I think.
Interesting. That's like the second part 2, I'd say.
Yeah, the new chapter. Yeah, he said the first season I watched was season 4, which is awesome. And I watched every season within the span of 3 days because I was hooked.
That's wait, I don't understand though. Commitment. He started watching it right after season. Oh, he started watching season 4 after season 7 aired. Okay, I got
it. Yeah, yeah. He said the first season I watched live was season 8. Great. So that will always have a special place in my heart.
Interesting.
Yeah, he says, I vaguely remember listening to your podcast when you did season 8 and being hooked instantly. That was the rough case. Thank you for that. Yeah, but that all could be a long lost dream that never came true. I stopped listening for a while because school was crazy, but I came back for All Stars 3 and remembered all the laughs I had listening, and now you guys are a part of my weekly routine. Also, thank you for introducing me to All Right Mary. Colin and Johnny are wonderful.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming up on the next season, you guys.
I know. We'll announce that on the main episode. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, some things are in the works with All Right Mary's girlfriends. Get ready. Okay, top 5 favorite queens. Aja is number 1. Aja is so stunning and one of the best parts of All Stars 3. I thought she was incredibly stunning on the runway and overall a blast to watch on that season. I'm obsessed officially. Number two, Aquaria. Ugh. Woof. It's fine. Aquaria really won me over this season and made me realize that I have a huge thing for runway queens. I just found her to be incredibly likable and really proved herself as a competitor this season. I really want her to be in the winner's circle. All right. Number three, Naomi Smalls. Interesting choice. I don't think we've had this before
Aquaria won, right?
I guess so. I really
want her to be in the winner's circle. Interesting. Okay.
Naomi was not my pick to win season 8, but she really won me over.
I really want to rewatch season 8 because that was a fucking good season.
It was. I mean, Chi Chi and Kim Chi's great. I remember, I mean, she peaked at like just the right
moment. Who, Naomi?
Naomi, yeah.
I know, like, she had quite the journey because totally discredited her. Not you, but like everyone does.
Yeah. You. I'm sure I did. I can't really remember.
I just mean, in general, people did. I definitely did.
Yeah. Oh, her Snatch game was so terrible. Wasn't she New York?
It? Oh, yeah, it was.
That's one of the worst.
Flavor of Love was on the other day. It just said, the TV guy just said MTV special, like special. And I'm like, oh, God, what is this going to be? And it was Flavor of Love. And I sat and I watched like 4 episodes in a row. It was so good.
Love it.
Such a good show.
He said, I was extremely impressed with her glow up after Snatch Game and Slay the Runway every week. That's pretty much, when she kind of kicked in the gear.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, her finale song, Legs, is a bop.
What does that mean?
As the kids say. I don't even know the definition of it. It's a good thing.
It is.
Everyone says it's a bop. Please explain to Amanda, the dinosaurs that we are, what the hell that means. I see people say it.
I would think that bop is a good thing.
Oh, it is a good thing.
I think that
definitely.
Song is terrible, so maybe bop
like
is a bad thing.
Like catchy and good, or... I don't know. I feel like Z Machine uses that a lot on Twitter.
I feel like her song was really bad. I feel like I remember we both agreed that the producer spent the most time on Bob's song.
Yes.
And then, like, Kim Chi's was like... horrific.
Yeah, she's like, carabois, and then she's like, da 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 da.
Yeah, and then the whole audience was like, whoa!
I know, and she was just like moving her arms and.
Remember when we were at that party? I'm not going to say names. We were watching the Tonys, and that one guy who was hosting the party got way too wasted, and it was during Anything Goes, and they were doing like time steps, and he's like, holy shit! His head was just spinning around. He could not even believe that they were doing time steps.
It was. I mean, that's a good. It's a solid Tony performance, but he was like losing
on
his
another
mind. he was not.
By that time, you really and me were so over it, and like we were just in the corner in the back with like Jake, just with our arms crossed, like over.
Yeah,
ugh,
never watched the Tony Awards with a bunch of actors.
Oh,
it's the worst.
I've done it so many times too because I always happen to be away doing something when the Tonys are on. I'm like, my God.
Yeah, why am I here?
Yeah.
Okay. And anyway, the rest of the queens, Trixie. With me being a recent gay, oh honey, I have yet to go out and see very many drag queens or really experience LGBT+ culture firsthand. I was always a massive fan of Trixie on the show and really lived for her, but this bitch really won me over with her Moving Parts tour. She is extremely talented, and it was one of the most magical nights of my life, and I highly recommend it to anyone. Interesting. Number 5, love this choice, Fifi O'Hara. I think people sleep on Fifi. I think she's an incredible drag queen and has really won me over. The work she did raising all that money for Puerto Rico was amazing.
Aww.
I love the fact that she is a nerd like me and does really amazing cosplay. That's and cool. The 365 days of drag was iconic.
I bet Radu would love Fifi because he's like all into video games and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He'd probably love her. I should show him her cosplay.
Fifi is so much more than what she showed us on the show, and I thought she really did great on All Stars 2 minus the comedy challenge. She's like, jump in a car when she left. Remember that? It was really weird.
Of course I remember. But I tried to hug you, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Fifi, but I tried to hug you, though. And finishing that up, he writes, and let's all be honest, she makes great TV and made every season she was on better because she was there.
Oh, All Stars 2 would have been a bomb, I think, without Fifi.
Oh, yeah.
And so would season 4. Well, I don't know, season 4 had Latrice, but yeah.
Yeah. Honorable mentions, Bob the Drag Queen, Thorgy Thor, Alyssa Edwards, of course, and the greatest artist of our time, Serena Chacha.
And then he crossed it out.
I know, yeah. And then he wrote, I mean, Tammy Brown. I'm a huge fan of every queen, but this really these few really stand out for me. Favorite lip syncs for your lives? Interestingly enough, these are, I mean, I don't even remember this. I'm excited for it. Jaden versus Candy Ho. Jaden Dior Fierce, that is, on season 7, Break Free. Can't even remember anything. Nina versus Aja. Finally. I love that one. No, wait, no. Is it that one? No, I got confused. Can't remember it.
Nina versus Aja. Nina versus Aja. They were in the same
Nina
season?
Nina Bonina Brown versus Aja.
I have trouble placing Aja because she went right into All-Stars, All-Stars 2. Three. Three? Oh, she was... Okay, Aja was All-Stars. Like a mess.
Get it. Again.
Aja was great in All-Stars 3. I will say that. She
Another Monet versus Dusty. Pound the alarm. Oh, interesting.
Right.
Okay. Two and one go here. Pandora versus Juju. Juju, shake your love.
You gotta be kidding me.
I love...
Juju was funny in that.
It's quirky. She's like... Yeah. She plays the keyboard.
Yeah, I remember that. But I just remember it being so like... Like, no one knew what to do up there. They were just like, I just can't shake your love. There's just nothing to do other than kind of prance around and shit.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah, so it has a weird... It's not like an up-tempo or a ballad. It's just like a little candy song. Okay, whatever.
And then Katya versus Sasha Bell, Twist of Fates.
Ooh, wow, don't remember that choices. At all.
No, I don't.
That was for Glamazonian Airways, though.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, Katya does so bad, and then Rue's like, all right, Katya, what happened? And Katya's like, I don't know, I fucked up so bad. Like, she's just, like on stage, she's like, I don't know what happened. I really fucked it up.
Yeah, she's charming.
Yeah.
Number 6, Switch Queen went home too soon. I think that the most robbed queen is Aja on All-Stars 3. I'd have to agree with that. They should have brought her back, but they didn't. It was, like, it was the most logical choice. I know that Tom from It Bears Repeating will go to his grave saying that.
Wait, what do you say? No, I think she could have been top 4. You don't think so? I thought she nailed everything.
No, I'm saying she should have came back. Oh. Aja should have came back. Oh. Yeah, they brought back Morgan. And it was the most obvious choice to bring Aja back, but they chose not to.
Why would Tom disagree with that? Didn't he like Aja?
No, Tom, you're not listening to anything. Tom loves Aja. Yeah, you were looking at your phone. I said Tom will go to his grave agreeing with that I meant to say. Yeah, so because he loved Aja and that's his queen. All right. Other than that, he would say Alyssa Edwards on All Stars 2 is a close second. I would substitute that with Tatiana. I would have loved to have seen Tatiana go further. I loved her. But I'm glad with what she did. Favorite RuPaul song? I guess that he would like the lip sync to as well is Sexy Drag Queen.
Sexy drag queen.
And I really think it could turn... I really think I could turn it out. Ha ha. All-Stars 2. Ha ha ha. Yes. All-Stars 2, All-Stars 3, Runway Remix is by far my favorite one. Runway theme. Wow, that was a tongue twister there.
Not really.
I don't remember what that is.
I don't either.
Okay. I have no idea what song I would choose to lip sync to is the next answer to the question. So I guess that was
You must have added in another one. Like, what would you...
Yeah, I think I did. I think I put favorite RuPaul song and then what song would you like to lip sync to? Oh, God.
I like that better because...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Let people branch out.
Yeah. He said it would probably be something from a Broadway show. Let's just go with Santa Fe from Newsies. I mean, I love it.
I really don't know how many prepubescent boys I've seen try to croak that thing out.
Oh, it's tough. The Broadway key is even higher too. It's tough. I could probably slay a Gaga song. He says maybe some Gaga. Okay. Favorite seasons is he says season 6. Excellent choice. Many good queens on that, but had some of my favorite challenges. Shade the Rusical is iconic. He says, I like every season for their own reason, but season 6 shines as one of the best, and it is...
I hope you're enjoying our recap.
I hope we're doing you...
We're enjoying it. I'm really having fun. I'm going to be sad myself.
I know, me too.
We're almost done.
It flew by, really. I know. It's crazy.
Meanwhile, Tom and Tiffany are like, how many more episodes are there left of season 3?
Oh, season 3 is a marathon. Yeah,
but
I know.
It's the same amount of episodes that we're doing. It's all 12, 13 episodes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there were... I can't remember if they started with 12 or 13, but they have some... They have a double Shantae, and then they bring Carmen back as well, too. It's just like...
Well,
it's a
we
lot.
Have a double... I guess we don't have a bring someone back, but we do have a double Shantae.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Huh.
Another thing we could easily just look up right now. Instead
I know,
of sitting
it's,
here pondering
it's fine.
It. All right.
I think I said in my review... for this lovely podcast that he was Team Glamazonian Airways, and I stand by that. Sorry, Nick. He said it was just more enjoyable that both teams did well, whereas Bitch Perfect was clearly one-sided. Sorry about it. Whatever. Favorite drag race quotes?
If I'm being completely honest, Shade the Rusical is the best, but Glamazonia in Our Ways is a close second.
Wow.
Shade the Rusical is good.
Yeah, it is. And we had a great time on that episode. That was fun. And then favorite quotes, I think that a lot of them come from season four. He really likes Jesus is a Biscuits. Ooh, nurse. What is that? Ooh, nurse.
I think probably Milan. I remember at one point Milan going, good night. Or like, oh, time to go.
Oh, time to go. Yeah, I do remember that. So, Dan, let us know about ooh, nurse. I don't know why I'm blanking on that. My oinky went click.
Oinkle.
I'm assuming
my
that
oinkle.
Has to...
Like
oinkle,
ankle.
Sorry.
My
what
oinky
did I say?
Went... That sounded...
Oinky?
Sounded fucking disgusting.
I thought the L was an I. I'm old. I can't read. My oinky went cleek. Oh, it sounds so gross. Oinkle. So that's obviously Madame Lequeer, who's now following me on Twitter. I've really made it, you guys.
Following
I love her so
you
much.
Or squirrel friends?
Y'all? She's following me. She's actually following my personal Twitter account, at Nikachanov. Go follow me. He also really likes Chad's ooh, bitch, from All Stars 3, and an obsessed every time Nick imitates the Jungle Kitty herself, Miss Beebe. I like Trixie.
So
and obviously her verse in Drag Up Your Life. I'm sure there are more that I can use daily, but these are some of my favorites. Awesome.
Hey.
Great answers. And stuff that, like... new stuff, you know what I mean? Like as far as that Monet exchange
yeah.
lip sync and Fifi being a favorite queen.
Whenever we start
queen, I love
these
that.
Meet the Queen things, I'm always like, God, I hope we can find like actual stuff to talk about because it's just us like reading stuff. But
yeah,
I feel like we filled it out. And I find it very interesting to hear everyone's opinions.
Yeah, it's nice. It's really fun because everyone has their own sort of like journey. And like as far as like which seasons are nostalgic to them, where they kind of start, especially with, like, the younger generation.
It seems that it's been that whoever, whatever season everyone starts with, that's kind of their baby.
Yes, that's true.
Sorry if anyone starts a season, like, 7.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people out there that do, though. Interesting. All right, Squirrel Friends, that's all we have for you on this episode of the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour. Follow us on all the social medias at SFCH Podcast. You all know the drill. We're not going to go through
it.
But we'll see you.
We're going to do another one of these coming up, I guess. Like
yeah, I think
probably.
We have some more to kind of plow through. And I messaged a couple Squirrel Friends via Patreon, too, that haven't got back to me. If you are a $5 donor or up, you're, of course, eligible for Meet the Squirrel Friends and even a guest spot on our podcast.
Yes.
We're working through them. Please
also,
be patient with us.
We really did go through a fucking lengthy search last night. Like, we were doing inventory. But in case we missed you, please feel free to email us and just be like, oh, I haven't heard my Meet the Squirrel Friend yet.
Yes, and I sent it to this... media. Like, I emailed it to you, or I inboxed you on Twitter or Facebook.
Because remember,
this is
me and Nick doing this. It's
I know,
the blind
yeah. It's, it's like, I just wish I would have been more on top of it. But then, I mean, it's a great problem to have that so many people are supporting us, and we, of course, appreciate it more than we can say. So, if you are not a Patreon subscriber, go to patreon.com/SFCAPod. SFCH Podcast to become a subscriber today.
Yes.
All right. Until next time, Squirrel Friends, we will see you then.
And remember.
There's always time for a cocktail and a podcast.
Bye. Bye.